Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 561, How to Get Fat When You Fly, part 1, by Ben Greenfield of bengreenfieldfitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, welcome back to another week of Optimal Health Daily, where I act as your narrator of the best health and fitness blogs, all for free. I cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more, just like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors. And then on Fridays, I do something a little different. I answer your questions right here on the show. Today, I have a bit of a longer post, so I'll read the first half today and then finish the rest tomorrow. So let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. How to Get Fat When You Fly, Part 1 by Ben Greenfield of bengreenfieldfitness.com. It's very easy to get fat when you fly. Traveling, especially via airplane, may be one of the best possible methods for you to pack a few extra pounds on your waistline. Think about it. Not only are you sedentary for long periods of time in the car, shuttle van, airport terminal, airplane, and taxi, but you're also dehydrated. Water is completely necessary for the fat-burning process. Living off packaged food products, the body takes any unmetabolized preservatives in those packages and stores them as fat cells, and slightly stressed. Cortisol, the body's stress release hormone, triggers fat storage. Wow. What a great 1-2-3 combo for individuals with lofty fat gain goals. As a case study on the success of a person trying to get fat while flying, let's follow Laura, a real client of mine, from her home to her final destination. Laura's name has been changed to protect her identity, but these travel tidbits were gleaned from Laura's online nutrition log and our email discussion afterwards. Laura's flight leaves at 10 a.m. She is very careful from the time she wakes to the time she drives to the airport to avoid any purposeful physical activity, as this will enhance her body's natural metabolic rate for up to 24 hours and cause her to burn more calories every hour she sits on the airplane. Although she could go for a brief 20-minute walk or jog, perform 5 sets of 20 jumping jacks while she listens to the morning news, or do a brief 15-minute body weight exercise circuit, she instead checks her email, checks in online for her flight, and makes 2 phone calls. These are activities she could have done at the airport, but she was able to avoid exercise by performing them at home. Laura did not eat breakfast. This was an especially good idea because she shut down the body's natural calorie burning process and sent a message to her brain that caloric restriction was present and fat storage may be a necessary mode of action. This way, everything she eats the rest of the day is more likely to be stored as fat, and she will have a good appetite once beginning travel. Before leaving for the airport, Laura double-checks her bag to make sure she hasn't packed any food from home. Although she could have put some sugar snap peas in a Ziploc bag, wrapped an apple in a paper towel to keep in her purse, grabbed another small baggie of almonds for long-term energy, and included some mint gum to keep her from mindless snacking on the plane, she instead departs with calorie-free luggage. At the airport, while waiting for her flight to leave, Laura is very careful to continue avoiding engagement in physical activity. She does make sure to purchase a latte, which will give her 200 calories of nutritionally devoid fuel and help to further dehydrate her body, and she does sit and read the paper. Although she could have had a cup of green tea with a tea bag from home and a free cup of hot water from the coffee shop with far less caffeine than coffee, and although she could have read the paper on the plane where she would be forced to sit, and although she could have performed some light stretching or calisthenics in the empty gate at C9, she is trying to successfully gain fat and cannot make these choices without risking a metabolism boost. Finally, Laura is on the plane for the first 3-hour flight to Denver, where she has a 1-hour layover, followed by an hour and a half flight to Phoenix. While on the plane, Laura asks for cranberry juice. This was a mistake in her fat gain plan. She thought cranberry juice was healthy and was making an attempt not to gain fat too quickly with this choice. However, as it turns out, the cranberry juice was a perfect decision because it will rapidly boost her blood sugar, causing an immediate insulin release and sending her body directly into fat storage mode. Success. To be continued. You just listened to part one of the post titled, How to Get Fat When You Fly, by Ben Greenfield of BenGreenfieldFitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. In my experience, it seems like when we end up with a result that we really didn't want, there were often a series of maybe not so great decisions that preceded it. It's usually not just one decision that led to this unintended consequence. Usually it's a series of not so great decisions. And I think that's what Ben is trying to say here. There were many times in this case example that he provided us that Laura could have altered her course. She didn't have to do everything right, but if she had just done maybe one or even two things, it would have changed the way her body responded. But the fact that there was no course correction along the way, well, now it's a recipe for potential fat gain. Remember, it doesn't have to be an all or nothing thing when it comes to your habits too. Even if you're taking small little steps and along the way you course correct, then you're on the right track. You're doing the right thing. But if we don't course correct along the way, we may end up at a destination that we really didn't want to be at in the first place. All right, that'll do it for the Monday episode. Thank you for listening. Don't forget, I'm going to finish up this post tomorrow. I hope you have a great start to your week, and I'll see you here then, where your optimal life awaits.